Ever wonder why some salespeople consistently outperform others selling identical products? The answer isn't charisma or luck, it's science. After a decade of research synthesizing findings from social psychology, neuroscience, and behavioral economics, David Hoffeld discovered that traditional sales methods often directly contradict how humans actually make decisions. The evidence is striking. When companies implement science-based selling techniques, they've seen closing rates increase by up to 92% and revenue growth of 156%. This matters tremendously because today's buyers complete 60% of their purchasing research before ever engaging with sellers, leaving no room for error when salespeople finally get their opportunity. The problem runs deep. Research shows only 37% of salespeople consistently perform effectively, while the remaining 63% engage in behaviors that actively reduce their performance. Most sales training remains stuck in outdated approaches, with 85 to 90% producing no lasting positive impact. Why? Because selling has traditionally focused on techniques rather than on how people actually buy. The persistent myth that extroverts make the best salespeople has been thoroughly debunked. Research shows that ambiverts, those between introvert and extrovert, generate the highest revenue, outperforming both introverts and extroverts by significant margins. Our brains process influence through two simultaneous routes: the peripheral, factors outside the message, and the central, the message itself. The peripheral route operates through mental shortcuts called heuristics for quick judgments. Research shows presenting multiple options increases sales dramatically. When shown two DVD players instead of one, purchase rates jumped from 10% to 66%. Social proof serves as another powerful heuristic. When many people embrace something, we perceive less risk. Solomon Ash's experiments showed 75% of participants would choose wrong answers to conform with the group. However, peripheral route influence tends to be short-lived. Every buying decision follows six key questions, the six whys. First is overcoming status quo bias, as people resist change and feel greater regret for actions than inactions. Answering why change helps buyers understand problems necessitating change, while why now addresses urgency. The often overlooked why your industry solution precedes why you and your company, where trust becomes critical. Nobel Prize winner George Akerlof identified the asymmetry in available information between buyers and sellers as a major barrier. When trust rises, perceived risk falls. People buy on emotions and justify with logic. But is this actually true? Neuroscientist Antonio Damasio studied patients with brain trauma that prevented emotional processing. These individuals could think rationally, yet became pathologically indecisive. One patient spent 30 minutes analyzing two simple appointment dates without reaching a decision. This research reveals emotions aren't obstacles to good decisions, they're essential to making any decisions at all. Emotions help the brain assign value and distinguish between what matters and what doesn't. As neuroscientist Joseph Ledoux explains, the rational brain recognizes your cousin's face, but emotions remind you whether you like her. Emotions shape our perception everywhere. Research shows judges grant parole 65% of the time after meals, but rarely when tired or hungry. Business decisions are equally susceptible. To change a buyer's emotional state, first identify it through nonverbal behaviors. Albert Mehrabian's research found words account for only 7% of communication, while tone, 38%, and facial expressions, 55%, convey most of the message. When buyers resist without specific objections, they're likely experiencing negative emotions, creating cynical viewpoints. Questions dramatically influence behavior through the mere measurement effect. Studies show asking about car purchases increases buying rates by 35%, while asking about voting increases participation by 25%. In retail, questions about future purchase intentions can boost sales by up to 40%. Questions work by prompting mental rehearsal and cognitive priming. They focus the mind through instinctive elaboration, automatically hijacking your thought process. fMRI scans confirm the brain can only process one complex idea at a time. Research suggests questions should mirror natural human disclosure patterns across three progressive levels. First-level questions open topics with basic facts. What solutions have you tried before? Second-level questions guide assessment. How did those previous solutions fall short? Third-level questions uncover dominant buying motives. What would it mean for your career if you could solve this problem? How we present information fundamentally shapes perception. In one experiment, students formed drastically different impressions of the same man based solely on whether they were told he was a Nazi criminal or a hero who saved Jews. Social exchange theory explains how buyers assign value to relationships. Humans instinctively maximize value while minimizing costs in interactions. When buyers perceive the costs of engaging with you exceed the benefits, they disengage, explaining why prospects ignore calls or abandon the sales process. To demonstrate value effectively, replace feature benefit statements with primary buying motivator statements that connect your offerings to what customers truly care about. This requires identifying how your product meets buyers' primary motivators, reflecting buyers' stated motivators using their exact words, and linking your value directly to these motivators. Inoculation theory provides a method for neutralizing competitors. Like medical inoculation builds resistance through exposure to a weakened virus, exposing buyers to mild versions of competitors' arguments helps them resist those messages later. One company using this approach increased competitive win rates from 36% to 71%. Like the candle problem demonstrating functional fixedness, salespeople often mistake closing as a single event rather than understanding how decisions actually work. Research shows significant choices rarely happen in isolated moments. The key insight? Small commitments throughout the sale build toward the final purchase decision. A landmark study revealed homeowners who first agreed to display a small safe driving sign were 76% likely to later accept an unsightly billboard in their yard, compared to just 17% of those asked directly. This demonstrates how minor commitments shape future behavior. These commitments activate our desire for consistency, an urge so strong it can override rational thinking. Public commitments actually strengthen a person's belief in what they committed to, even when initially arbitrary. Commitments don't just ensure follow-through, they change how buyers perceive themselves. Research found voters were significantly more confident in their candidates' chances after voting than before. We infer our attitudes partly by observing our own behaviors. When making commitments, we begin seeing ourselves as the kind of person who does this, explaining why trial customers often become long-term clients. Scientific study of human behavior is transforming sales by revealing the drivers behind buying decisions. As these strategies become widespread, sales truth determining which behaviors to use becomes crucial. Science offers a verifiable, predictable alternative to traditional methods. When salespeople embrace science, they view selling through the lens of buyers' decision-making processes, enhancing adaptability. This science-selling fusion creates a buyer-focused approach that aligns with how brains actually make decisions. Companies implementing these methods report dramatic improvements in closing rates, satisfaction, and revenue. The most successful salespeople don't rely on charisma or aggression. They understand and align with natural decision-making processes. Embracing the science of selling transforms customer connections, creating value that resonates with human psychology.